You're entering the Oval Office of the Gulf Coast from the Talk Radio Studio at ADX Communications in Pensacola, Florida. This is Freedom Friday with Carl Gallops. Opinions expressed by Carl and his guest do not necessarily reflect those of studio owners, management, and staff. Now, here's Carl.
We have ignition.
You already know who it is.
Leaving all the competition in the dust. Dust.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
The following program contains inconvenient truth and controversial topics that may be offensive to some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America now.
And now, the Commander-in-Chief is back. Freedom Friday with Carl Gallops, the Oval Office of Gulf Coast Talk Radio.
All right. Well, that would be me, Carl Gallops. Thank you so much for tuning in to this quick and very special edition of Freedom Friday. Listen, I owe you guys an apology and I owe you an explanation because for several weeks, as you know, those of you that are loyal listeners, we have not been live on the air through the ADX Communication Broadcast Group studios. Now, please know this. We've gotten tons of phone calls and emails and postings on social media, people wanting to know what the heck is going on. Well, here's the deal. It was a perfect storm of several things that collided, converged at one time. Now, I don't want to get too technical. I don't want to bore you with all the explanations. And plus, I want to be very careful that I properly represent people in this. The bottom line is, I have not been fired. ADX Communication Broadcast Group has not let me go. They have not tied a rope around the way the show is presented. They love the show. They're very much on board with it. All of that is positive. As a matter of fact, just several days ago, I had probably a two-hour face-to-face meeting with the owner of the entire ADX Broadcast Corporation, as well as the operations manager. And they both just expressed their concern about the way everything converged. And here's the bottom line, just to put it simply. We just had a perfect storm of things that came together, a lot of it technical, some of it personnel, etc., that couldn't be helped. But listen, COVID is in the midst of the whole mix because, listen, when the whole COVID thing happened, ADX is a big company, big corporation. They've got 7 broadcast streams, 6 live terrestrial radio stations, a dedicated live stream to my show, and you guys know I go into the studios and do that show live on Fridays, and then it usually had been broadcasting, and hopefully still will one way or the other, on Sunday nights again, and at 1620 AM and 92.3 FM here on the Gulf Coast, and of course we live stream all of this to the world. So all of that was going fine, but when COVID hit and you've got all of these radio stations involved and all of those personnel and you had all of those concerns with people that had come in contact with and people that were being quarantined and, you know, and everything that goes with that, so there were some employee issues and some employee shortages, as about 90% of America's companies and corporations have had to endure. So much of the radio business can't be done from home, you know, so you got to be in and around the studios and the main headquarters, etc. So there were problems there that we were constantly trying to overcome. And then there were technical problems and studio problems. Now, that always happens, but again, when the personnel is limited, trying to stay on top of that can be a problem. And then my show, Freedom Friday, it is a full production show with a producer in the studio with me. Peter Laser has been my producer for several years. Prior to that, it was Mallory Bardwell for many years. Many of you heard John Graves for a show that we did because there was turnover in producers. People's lives change. People's lives move on. COVID changed a lot of things for people. People take other areas of employment, etc. So the bottom line is that we were in the midst of all of those things, dealing with studio issues, technical issues, employee issues scattered across the whole corporation, and trying to deliver the very best programming we could, and particularly, and they do, ADX delivers amazing programming, but I'm talking about my show right now. And so what happened then, we ran into a production problem, a producer problem, because Peter Laser had to step aside for a while, and perhaps permanently, and I hated that because Peter was an excellent producer, and we got along great. The next fellow that came in, John Graves, again, John has been in the business for many, many years, and he and I hit it off perfectly, and we're so excited about producing the show together. But then he came under COVID restrictions, I think by his doctor or something, so I'm not going to get into his personal health, but he had come in contact with somebody who had COVID. I don't think John himself did, but he was set aside and quarantined. And so and now here we're stuck without a producer. The only other guy that was really able to be in the studio and come on my show on Fridays, he was doing production at the same time in two other radio stations of the ADX group. So all of that was the kind of things that were happening. We just have not yet been able to pull everything back together. And listen, please hear me. It sounds like I'm putting this all off on ADX. I am not. They are an amazing company, as I said, with six terrestrial radio stations, a dedicated live stream, not just mine, but there's another one that plays music all the time, a dedicated live stream. So they've got eight. I think I said seven earlier. They've got eight streams of broadcasting, six of them live radio stations and two of them dedicated live streams. So in the meantime, it kind of shut down my church. My church, it kind of shut. See, because I'm a pastor too, and you guys know that, and I'm broadcasting this live right now, so you're just going to have to take what I'm saying. But it kind of shut down my show. It just did. We didn't have a producer, and then when we did have one, all of a sudden we didn't have one. Maybe not forever and ever, but at least for a while. So what do you do? What do you do? But in the meantime, that two-hour meeting I had the other day, we're looking at maybe improving, maybe revamping, maybe repackaging, maybe upping the whole game on Freedom Friday. Then again, there is the possibility that I might just step down. I've been doing this for some 20 years, and my life is getting extremely complex right now. I'm pastoring a large and growing church on the Gulf Coast. We never shut down during COVID, and everything is great with our church. And so people are actually moving into our area from other places in the United States. This is no exaggeration, folks. Folks in my church know this, and they're moving here so they can come to church at our church because they love it so much. We live stream, and many of you perhaps have joined us by live stream. So that's happening. Plus, I've been so blessed to write all of these books that you guys know about, and so many of them, well, all of them have become Amazon top sellers. Some of them have been in the top 100. A couple of them have been in the top 60. Well, that's put me all over radio and TV for years, and that continues to grow. I'm flying everywhere. I'm out of town a lot, plus trying to pastor my large church, and plus still writing books. I've got another one coming out in the first quarter of January. Excuse me, the first quarter of 2022, hoping it will be in January, like my last book, The Summoning. It was rescheduled. Scheduled for the first quarter of 2021, and it came out in January. So I'm hoping that's going to happen. But again, that's going to put me doing a lot of media. So I'm having to balance all of this, as well as this collision of this perfect storm that kind of just instantly took my show off the air for a little bit anyway. So I hope that didn't bore you too much. And I know a little bit was maybe too much information, a little complex, but that's what's been going on. There's nothing nefarious here. Nobody's been fired. Nobody's mad at Freedom Friday. The people that were producing it in the ADX Corporation, they love it and want it to continue in some form or fashion. And so anyway, you guys just be praying about it. Please don't just jump away from us. And thank you for being such loyal listeners. And thank you for the barrage of input that we've received by email. And it's good to know you're out there. It's amazing. But as again, on social media, email, even phone calls, people have been going to my website and calling and emailing and texting. And listen, I appreciate that. I really, really do. But in the meantime, folks, all of this is in the hands of the Lord. You know, I talk about that all of the time. And so, you know, Brandon the Big B, he and I are hoping to get back together. Mike Shoesmith, the regular cast of characters, plus all of the guests that I like to have on from time to time to help us with the show. I know that you enjoy the show. I love doing it, and we'll see what comes of it. So just kind of stay tuned to our channels here. Tell other folks about it, and we'll keep you updated. In the meantime, you've been listening to a very special edition of Freedom Friday with Carl Gallops, the Oval Office of Gulf Coast Talk Radio. God bless you.